Hello and welcome to this Wits Plus podcast, which will focus on part-time degrees and consider how additional education can open doors and prove to be life-changing. We all have different aspects of life to balance, such as work, family, and our personal lives. So flexible study options that can meet those demands are always beneficial. In this podcast, powered by Wits Plus, our guests will discuss the range of academic programs available for prospective part-time students and the useful skills to adopt to execute their studies successfully. I am Gugu Pandle, and I'll be your host for this conversation. Joining me today is Professor Beatrice Lequeur, the director of Wits Plus, who will give us insight on the invaluable benefits of part-time study while managing the demands of a busy life. Hi, Prof, and welcome.
Good afternoon, Gugu, and good afternoon to our listeners. And thank you for this opportunity to speak to you again.
Thank you for joining us, Prof. So please tell us what Wits Plus is and what it's all about.
Wits Plus is the Center for Part-Time Studies at, of course, Wits University, and it was established in 1999, so it's quite a while ago. The center offers selected undergraduate courses on a part-time, after-hours basis, and we provide a range of short courses, including fully online short courses to the public. The Wits Language School is now part of the Center of Part-Time Studies, which means that more study options are available to meet the changing needs of our students. Wits Plus administers the provision of after-hour academic programs and courses from the various faculties in the university. They are the academic owners of these courses. And with the lifting of COVID-19 regulations earlier this year, many courses are being taught on campus again, while blended learning with strong online components is also promoted.
So, Prof, speaking of, you know, academic programs and courses, what are the available options for prospective students?
Gugu, over a period of time, we have developed a whole range of courses for part-time studies. These include a BA and a BA with a law major. We've got a very successful program, BA Honours in Psychology and Organizational Psychology, the BCom, and as well as the BCom with a law major. The part-time studies have a unique part-time BA for the world of work as well, where students combine a major in humanities and a major in commerce. We provide the first 2 years of all disciplines of the Bachelor of Science in Engineering. And after these 2 years, once the students have completed them successfully, they will join the full-time program. For teachers, we are running a PGCE, which is the Postgraduate Certificate in Education, for senior phase and further education and training teaching on a part-time basis. And finally, we also provide the BSc in Computer Science, which is quite a popular program. These programs are the same as the full-time programs, which is important to note. The only difference is that they are provided after hours. And a little bit of statistics, the number of registered part-time degrees program students have been increasing steadily over the time, and currently we have about 1,500 students.
Prof, it's great to hear, you know, of a steady increase of people wanting to further their education part-time. And with them doing so, flexibility must be a key factor. And Wits Plus is built around flexible education. So how does this flexibility then apply to part-time degree programs at Wits Plus?
Part-time studies normally consist of compulsory evening classes on campus with at least once per week students have to come in for that class, and it will be one subject per evening. However, the COVID-19 regulation-induced temporary remote teaching and learning paradigm led to a faster implementation of blended learning in the university. This is currently part of our teaching and learning plan. This is a combination of online resources complemented by regular face-to-face or live virtual sessions conducted by lecturers and in some instances on-campus laboratory sessions. The online resources can be accessed at any time and multiple times when it is convenient for the student. There are many ways in which blended learning is implemented, and it really depends on the nature of the course and how comfortable students and staff are with technology. Future changes will continue to impact the way we deliver and construct education in suitable formats that can work for just-in-time learning and for efficiently preparing the future workforce.
Prof, who typically then studies part-time degrees? And, you know, can you give us some of the advantages to studying a part-time degree?
This is an important question, Gugu. It is important to note that part-time degrees are the same as the WITS full-time degrees. The students just take fewer courses at a time, and they write the same exams at the end of the course. The majority of part-time degree students work full-time, and they need the flexibility of fitting their studies into the rest of their busy lives. For full-time students, it's kind of the other way around. Part-time students who study a three-year degree course on a part-time basis typically take 4 to 6 years to complete their studies, depending on the number of courses they enroll for and pass in a single year. But this should not deter you. Spending 5 years on a qualification is a great investment, and this will change your life, open doors for you, allow you to build a new career, or provide access into postgraduate studies should be seen as a great investment for you. For mature age students, these are folk that are 23 years of age or older, who did not achieve matriculation exemption, there is a special access route that, once successfully completed, may allow students to apply for a BA. And more information on this is available on our website. So no need to let your full-time job keep you from further study to advance yourself.
So, speaking on full-time employment, Prof, we all know how time-consuming our jobs can be. So, when enrolled at WITS Plus, for instance, what would you say is the most useful skill for a part-time degree student?
We get this question quite often, Gugu. Learning to manage time effectively is especially important when you are taking up part-time study. Everyone has different aspects of life to balance. It comprises work, family, personal life, and of course your studies. Feedback from our alumni invariably includes reference to the value of this skill that it contributed to their studies. Ineffective time management means that you not only get less done, but it can also lead to stress and anxiety, which are common problems when trying to juggle the demands of a busy life. Improving your time management skills can alleviate many of the triggers of negative stress and can help you achieve a healthier work-life balance. Effective time management will enable you to work your way systematically through your studies. So, time management for study is not just about managing the quantity of time that you use for your studies. It's also about being aware of your personal limitations, knowing when to work and when to stop. This can be very helpful to ensure that you stay motivated and committed to your studies.
I think that's quite a valuable point to take on there, Prof. And so as prospective students look on to 2023 and, you know, they've listened to this podcast and they're encouraged to take their studies further, can we say that applications are now open for them to study next year?
Yes, indeed, Gugu. Applications for part-time studies for 2023 have opened on the 1st of July and they will run until the 30th of September. So if our listeners still have time to make a big decision and apply online. More information and access to online applications are available on our website, which is www.wits.ac.za/part-time. As mentioned, the WITS Language School is now also part of the Center for Part-Time Studies, and applications for September intakes of various language courses, including English language improvement courses, are also now open on our website.
Prof, thank you so much for joining us and giving us all this insight about WITS Plus and the options that we have as prospective students.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this very important information with our listeners again today.
Let's keep in mind what Professor Lekker has mentioned, that applications for part-time degrees are now open for 2023. So for more information and to access these applications, please visit www.wits.ac.za/part-time. So that has been a podcast on WITS Plus, the Center for Part-Time Studies at WITS. I have been your host, Gugu Pandle. Please feel free to subscribe to free episodes on iono.fm, Spotify, player.fm, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts.